It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
After seemingly endless weeks of chasing Dr. Stephen Fidger through the time and space stream, Dr. Floyd, his young protege Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companionships are hoping to head back to their own time and catch a showing of the latest Star Wars film. And being true geeks at heart, they are going in costume.
Golly, Chips, your Wookiee costume looks really good.
Laugh it up, Fuzzball. Here, help me get this white sheet over my head. Hey, that Ewok costume you made for Mr. Beardy Chins looks great. Man, I love the Ewoks. They were just a little bit of cute and fuzzy that movie needed.
Okay, is everyone ready to go?
You're right, Chips. I never realized the resemblance, but now that I see him in the costume...
What's this now?
Oh, nothing. You just really look a lot like Yoda, that's all.
I'm not sure if I should take that as a compliment or not. At any rate, why are you dressed as a ghost? I thought we were all going as Star Wars characters.
I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi after he dies.
Confound it, Dr. Grant. How many times do I have to tell you that Obi-Wan is not dead? He was struck down, and then he faded away. Why can't you...
Oh, no! Dr. Steve has made a time jump.
Oh, great. Now we'll never find out what happens to Anakin at the end of Episode 3. To the control room! Oh, Dr. Grant, you forgot to wax the bat poles again.
Why don't we just take the stairs?
But the bat poles are so much fun.
Okay.
Oh!
As our heroes begin their journey through time and space, we find that no good ne'er-do-well, Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget, racing through the time and space stream at full bore with Dr. Steve behind the wheel.
Do not tell me how to drive, Fidget. I was driving way before you were shorn off the back of a sheep. I am not following too close. That steam train up ahead is moving too slow. I have to stay over 88 miles an hour, or else we'll drop out of the time and space stream. You're right. There does seem to be an awful lot of traffic in this part of the time and space stream. We are going to October 30th, 1938. It was on that date that Orson Welles created quite a panic by putting on a dramatic contemporary production of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. I'm going to steal his script from the production to sell on eBay in our own time. Oh, I just love that script. It was a brilliant bit of evil geniusing. Orson sent an entire city into panic. It was awe-inspiring, even if it was just a city in New Jersey. What do you mean he wasn't an evil genius? Orson Welles was one of my inspirations to become an evil genius. That's what we live for, striking terror into the hearts of cities, even if they are just cities in New Jersey.
Oh no, Dr. Steve is plotting to steal Orson Welles' script from the radio production of War of the Worlds. Can our heroes thwart his evil machinations? Let's join up with Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips and find out!
Dr. Grant, slow down! You can't drive this fast through traffic this heavy! Watch out for that DeLorean!
Relax, Dr. Floyd, I've never hit anyone before!
That doesn't mean you won't! Say, isn't that Fred Ward on a motorcycle?
Where?
Right over there!
Hey, it is! That's really cool! You know, he was always
Dr.
the guy...
Dr. Grant, eyes on the road! Eyes on the road! Jumping Jehoshaphat, Dr. Grant. Well, now you've done it. You hit that phone booth.
You distracted me with Fred Ward.
Tell it to the judge. Oh, boy, they're getting out of the phone booth. Roll down the window, Dr. Grant.
But you said we couldn't roll down the windows in the time and space stream.
I know what I said, but just roll it down.
Whoa, dudes, are you dudes all right?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Aw, cool. Lighter, dudes.
Wait!
In a flash, the phone booth and its three occupants are gone back into the time and space stream.
Oh, great. They just took off.
Our ship won't start. What are we gonna do, Dr. Floyd?
Well, I guess we just wait here till Quadruple A comes by. I'll give him a call right now. Hand me the phone.
Thank you for calling Quadruple A. When you're stuck, you're not out of luck. For roadside assistance, press 1. For roadside assistance, press 1.
I did.
For roadside assistance, press 1.
Dagnabbit, their voicemail is stuck on an endless loop. I'm positive all companies do that on purpose because they're on a coffee break.
Let me see the phone, Dr. Floyd.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling our lab.
What for? Nobody's there.
Yeah, but we will be there in the future. So I'll just leave a message for us to come get us, and we'll get it later and then come get ourselves.
Yes, well, that's assuming that we even get out of here. But if you call us there before we leave here, then... brain cramp.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Dr. Doug. Who's this?
It's Dr. Grant. Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you? We haven't seen you in a long time. Where have you been?
Around. Hey, listen, you left the door wide open, so I came in. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's good. We need your help, actually.
Oh, good. I love to help. What can I do for you?
We need you to write a note for us to come rescue ourselves out in the time and space stream.
Will do. Time and space stream. You guys kill me. Okay, I gotta go now. Have a good time.
Wait!
Oh, well, I hope he leaves the note for us.
I don't think he did.
Why's that?
Because we didn't show up.
Maybe we're late, but how can we show up if we're already...
Don't start.
Our heroes now sit on the hood of their incapacitated time and spaceship, throwing rocks, waiting patiently for someone to come rescue them. Meanwhile, Dr. Stephen Fidget are almost to the year 1938, where they are going to attempt to steal Orson Welles' script from War of the Worlds. Will Dr. Steve's evil plan succeed? Will our heroes find a way to fix their time and spaceship? Or will they find the note in the future that they've left for themselves in the past?
Oh, my head!
Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!